A ministry is impacted by the Boston Marathon bombing. Hip-hop leads to Christ in Southeast Asia. And one group is going green on Earth Day. It's more than what you might think, though. Hear the whole story on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As the city of Boston's been turned upside down in the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing, at least one ministry says Christians need to use the situation to motivate them. University Christian Fellowship's Greg Howe says 23-year-old Lingji Liu, a Chinese national killed in the bombing, had ties to their ministry.
She was involved with the international student ministry that we have at Boston University. She attended a retreat that we sponsored last fall. She was friends with people in the university international student ministry with the graduate and faculty side of our work.
More than 500,000 international students come to the U.S. every year. They want an education, but also relationships.
It's in that mutuality of relationship that you begin to share life together, you begin to share stories together, you have opportunities to share the gospel together. And all it takes is a simple invitation. Would you come and have a meal with me? Would you have coffee at my home?
Volunteer with international students at a university near you. Next, most U.S. headlines last week centered around the horrific Boston Marathon bombing. When news broke of the suspect's ties to Chechnya, one ministry took note. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
It just reveals the deep need for the gospel in these Muslim regions of Russia that are helping to turn out some of these militants.
Over the last 20 years, Chechen rebels have fiercely fought Russia for their independence. Separatists often go hand in hand with Islamic radicals in Muslim-dominated Chechnya. SGA supports pastors who brave these dangers to share Christ's love there.
The gospel is going forth there discreetly. The gospel is changing lives. That's a very, very dangerous place for Christians to work.
Visit missionnetworknews.org for more details. Ask God to comfort those who lost loved ones in Boston. Pray for gospel opportunities.
The gospel is really the only thing that brings hope in all of this situation.
This is Mission Network News. According to the World Health Organization, India accounts for the most maternal, newborn, and child deaths in the world. Danny Puno says Gospel for Asia hopes to stop this trend with a new 300-bed hospital in Kerala.
It will help to not only treat people who are in need of medical help, but it will actually be used to train those who need basic medical education.
Dalits are one people group that needs this life-saving education. The GFA-supported workers who help them need it too.
People who will be serving in the slums, serving in the very rural and tribal areas where there is no medical facilities.
If you know a medical worker with a heart for missions, share this story with them.
Doctors and nurses who have that mindset of Christ, that's what we would like to see.
Construction on the hospital's currently underway. Pray GFA gets enough funding to open it by September or October. Meanwhile, finding common interests while sharing the gospel is a way of building lasting relationships. A Pioneers team in Southeast Asia used dance to connect to a hip-hop dancer in a local park. After inviting him to dinner, the team shared the gospel with him, which he responded positively to, but he didn't make any decisions. The team's continuing to share Christ with him in hopes that he'll open his heart. Pray that God will soften his heart. And did you know that today is Earth Day? Well, Food for the Hungry is staying green by using solar panels to help children further their education. A school in Burundi is using the solar panels to light up the school so that the kids can have extra time to study their notes. The school has already noticed an extreme difference in performance from last quarter. Pray that the gospel will be shared with the kids while they come to study. Learn more, visit missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa needs prayer. Sat7 wants to help you do that with a free set of Sat7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible, give the others away as a reminder to pray for Sat7's ministry in the region. Get your free bookmarks, just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.